Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a development in China and Taiwan that's potentially disturbing. You should be aware of it. Ever since the end of the Second World War, ever since Mao Zedong and the Chinese communists took over the mainland, Chiang Kai-shek and the rest of them driven to Taiwan, there have been two Chinas. They both say they're China. One says it's the People's Republic of China. That's the mainland. The other one says it's the Republic of China. They both speak Mandarin Chinese. They both are Chinese. But Taiwan is democratic. It's a capitalist system. There's freedom. There's political freedom. And it's economically very healthy. Mainland China is a communist country, authoritarian, and it's wealthy simply because of its size, but the wealth is unevenly distributed. The ruling Politburo steals a lot of money, and it's bad news. Remember with Hong Kong had been a British colony, and they signed an agreement in the late 19th century saying they'd turn over to China in 100 years. Well, that 100 years went very quickly. China was different in the 1880s and 90s than it was in the 1990s. In any event, Britain had no choice. They turned it over, and immediately, look what happens. The mainland Chinese are beating protesters, putting in their mouthpieces, and is simply assimilating Hong Kong into China. They're going to destroy its wealth, but more importantly, they're going to destroy its freedom. And that's how they operate. Taiwan is different, but what's happened is China has started to do military incursions, feints, F-E-I-N-T-S, at them. Like they'll punch and then they'll pull back, punch, pull back, punch, pull back. They're using it with the equivalent of their Coast Guard. Very sneaky. In other words, they are not so far sending in destroyers, airplanes, although the airplanes do fly over Taiwanese airspace, contrary to international law. The U.S. has just deployed a lot of our Coast Guard ships over there to do operations with the Taiwanese and signal to the mainland Chinese that we are not going to put up an invasion of Taiwan. Now, let me give you some very harsh, blunt, realistic facts. Taiwan is 100 miles from mainland China. Think of Cuba being 90 miles from Florida. Taiwan claims an island or islands that are 10 miles from the Chinese mainland. You know, at sea, you can see for 15 miles. That's the line of sight, 15 miles on a clear day. So 10 miles, you look out there and sometimes it looks like it's right next to you. Taiwan can't possibly defend itself if mainland China just sent troops and decided to take it over. It's not clear what the U.S. would do then. When the Ruskies, the commies, went into Ukraine and took Crimea, which was part of Ukraine, the United States didn't do anything. We're not going to start a nuclear war over Crimea, and we're not going to start a nuclear war over Taiwan. But what the United States is doing, in my view, it's very smart, is when China escalates slightly, they're masters at sneakiness and at the feint. They keep fainting. We respond at the same level. So if they send Coast Guard ships, we send our Coast Guard ships across the Pacific. And I know a lot of guys who serve in the Coast Guard, and they figure, well, this is pretty good duty because I'll be dealing with like rivers and lakes in the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan. I'll be dealing with maybe the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. And suddenly they get orders and they say steam across the Pacific to Taiwan. Well, that's the way it is. If Taiwan sent destroyers, we'd send destroyers. They have planes flying over Taiwanese airspace. We have our planes flying over the fake islands they built in the South China Sea. In other words, you've got to continue to push. Death by a thousand cuts. That's how the Chinese do it. Push. Okay? So where does this lead? Our chief admiral over there, i.e. the commanding officer of the Western Pacific Fleet, said that a Chinese invasion of Taiwan is more imminent than people think. That's a quote. Now, part of that may be, you never ask a barber if you need a haircut. You ask a barber if you need a haircut, he'll say you need a haircut because he makes his living cutting hair. do you ask for a public comment by a senior flag officer or whether the military might have to get involved somewhere? You have to take it with a little grain of salt. But our flag officers, which is a term of art for admirals in the Navy and generals in all the other services, which simply means that once you become an admiral or a general and you have two stars or more, you also have a flag. If the admiral goes on a ship, any ship, the crew hoists that admiral's flag and you look at it and you know there's a flag officer on there. Same with generals. If they go to a base, the base raises the flag of that general. And that's important to maintain morale and discipline in the armed forces. Anyway, there you have it. You have their Coast Guard basically invading Taiwanese waters. And our Coast Guard going back over there, which is a brilliant stroke. We did not escalate. We did not send an aircraft carrier. We have 11 aircraft carriers. They have two of them. There's malfunction. They're badly constructed because of the inherent fraud in their manufacturing, their economy, bad manufacturing practices. What you have is procurement. Okay, is the president's brother-in-law own a company that deals in this? You better deal with him. If he waters something down, oh, well, you're not going to tell anybody. They are no match for our aircraft carriers. They are no match for our nuclear submarines. We have submarines all over the place. They just sit there, bottom of the ocean, ready to launch if they have to. The Chinese know that. We have 7,200 nuclear weapons. They have about 250. But even one is too many. We don't want it. Don't get me wrong. We're not going to have that. But are they going to do something as stupid as Russia did in Crimea? The problem with Crimea is Russia owned it until the 1950s. And then Khrushchev deeded it over to Ukraine because Ukraine was still part of the Soviet Union, so who cared? And most of the people there spoke Ukrainian, but there are a bunch who spoke Russian. Putin decided with that entitlement, he was going to grab it back and the United States was not going to go to nuclear war over it. But Obama then beefed up our forces elsewhere in Ukraine and in Europe. Pay attention to these issues. These are very important issues. Not everything is domestic. China is push, 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 push. Russia is push, 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 push. Biden is more experienced than any statesman in either of those countries. He's doing the correct response going back. But just because you're woke, don't somehow think, well, everybody else is good. And that's baloney. That's baloney. The United States is a liberal democracy. None of these are. And we have got to fight back against communists. And even though Russia says they're no longer communists, they're authoritarian, they're larcenous, they're aggressive, and we have got to push back against them. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more coming back after the break, and I'll give you a highlight. We're going to talk about Texas's voting laws, an atrocity they did. An atrocity they did, which I was trying to do right now. You may not have heard of it. Very, very disturbing. And then we're going to talk about the Beloit Casino. Beloit Casino that Tony Evers just signed off on. There's a lot more back after the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Love you all.